were planning, the three of us were planning what to do, how to ensure that culture becomes a weapon of struggle and so on. At the same time, we're conscious that because we're fighting, we must create institutions which will make sure that our actions come before what we say. Mm. So that when we say, we have acted, which means somehow we must find an underground. So we're discussing this with Ntate Makgodi.
Yeah.
Ntate Makgodi asks the question, how are you going to take arts and culture underground? Are you going to say Huma Sekela must play his trumpet underground? Are you going to say Kwangwa must play his trombone underground? And of course, we're startled.
Yeah.
We're very startled.
Well, it was a good question.
Yes, it was a very good question, and we didn't have an answer to that. We said, go and think about it. And we thought about it, and we realized, release culture. You know,
the it's arts. It's got to be front and center.
Let the arts open, you know, space for itself. But underneath, we should then say,
use those platforms.
Yeah, how do we prepare people to be disciplined, to be political, to learn how to organize, to create organizations?
There's a train that comes from Mozambique, Angola, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana.
As I attempt to reconcile a history of my hometown that was omitted from my upbringing, I question the extent to which context is informed by place versus people. In the case of Medu, I suppose this begs to investigate the extent to which its history was, as its founders, in exile. So I would like to say, when people ask, how is exile, it is quiet here, but that is a lie, or a half-truth. Here, the bad things I once said about memory come back. Memory is a thin, red-hot membrane on the brain. It vibrates all the time, makes sounds, rings, and chimes, and once, when overused, can shrivel like burning plastic. Do not ask me what life is, for like memory, it is thin, it vibrates, and can shrivel. And once, long ago, I believed some people who talked about life being birds flying freely. You see what memory can do? But listen.
Africa, my Africa.
Africa of the vier krijgers in de savannen der Voorouders.
Africa of the proud warriors in the ancestral savannas. Africa that my grandmother sees of on the banks of the far river.
Ik heb je nooit gekend.
I've never known you. But my gaze is filled with your blood. Your beautiful black blood spread over the fields. The blood of your sweat.
Het zweet van je arbeid.
The sweat of your labor.
Your arbeid in slavernij.
Your labor of slavery, the slavery of your children.
De slavernij van je kinderen.
Africa, tell me, Africa.
Ben jij die rug?
Are you the back that bends? That lies down under the burden of humiliation? That trembling back, full of red flesh that says yes to the whip on the road to the south. Then a voice answered me with earnest quietness. You fear your son, this strong young tree, that tree there, beautifully alone between the white withered flowers. That is Africa, your Africa, that is growing again, patiently and steadily, growing again.
Die langzame hand,
bearing the fruits that slowly assume the bitter taste of liberty.
Among some lost Afrikaners.
Thank you.
end of this week now, we are feeling a little sad because for about a week, all the delegates who came here on behalf of the ANC and of MEDU are people who are flung all over the world. We are refugees, exiles. We do not get an opportunity in our own country to show our talent and to express our love for our people and for our country.
Dear fellow artists, you came all the way from South Africa or whatever corner in the world to meet here and to discuss your cultural heritage and to struggle as culture workers for a future democratic society in which people are allowed to respect one another.
To express, to see, to curate, to create, to probe, to collate, to study, to embrace, to subvert, to listen, to publish, to celebrate, to appreciate, to link, to going, to challenge, to educate, to honor, to remix, to experiment, to enrich, to counsel, to revolutionize, to communicate, to refine, to partner, to laugh, to contemplate, to provoke, to illuminate, to shrivel, to energize, to surrender, to synthesize, to question, to conceptualize, to agitate, to resuscitate, to substantiate, to navigate, to animate, to ready make, to piss take, to be continued, to acknowledge and applaud.
Organizations and the ANC have been established. So it means that what happened during the last 30 years, the official cultural treaty between the Netherlands and South Africa, has been broken down radically. And it has been broken down not because the government wanted it, it has been broken down because the artist organization themselves campaigned for it and the solidarity movement.
That the doors of learning and culture shall be open to all. We must be saved. And the only saving that there is in this richness of the culture and the means whereby this future richness of that culture can be attained. I don't think I need speak at any great length on this point. The very fact that the cultural accord has been broken, has been terminated, indicates that through the efforts of the people of this country, this recognition has gone very far, has gone very deep.
We'll be right back. I don't know. I think to isolate a country is also a problem, because then you have no contact anymore.
No, you are not isolating the country. You are isolating the regime. It is simply tactical, you know? We're saying the people of South Africa should not have any kind of contact or exchange with the world. I'm saying the Botha regime does not have a right to have any contact with the world if the world is human.
To return back home. Oh, Africa, let all this be done before dawn. Oh, peace-loving South Africans, let it be done before dawn. Facilitate change in Africa. Do something to fling the doors of Portsmouth and Robben Island prison wide open. Do something favorable for the exiles to return back home. Oh, Africa, let all of this be done before dawn. Oh, peace-loving South Africans, let it be done before dawn. Let all of this be done before dawn. All these loving South Africans, let it be done before dawn. Let it be done.
Consider what staggering memories frighten and abort the hope that should have been. Perhaps I should just borrow the rememberer's voice again while I can and say,
you know the real deal?
To have a home is not